24 minutes before 1 o'clock. So listen carefully, and I promise this is not a joke or some prank. The President of the Republic of South Africa was stuck on a train, yeah, metro rail, this morning during campaigning in Pretoria. So on the one hand, I'm like, great, the President is experiencing what is the reality of most South Africans. But then on the other hand, I'm like, the public train service is so bad that even on the day that the number one citizen is using it, yes, for campaigning, but even on that day, it's just failing. All right, so ENCA reporter Aldrin St-Pierre was stuck in that train with the President. Good afternoon to you, Aldrin. The President asked for the full train experience, and he got just that, didn't he? You spoke to him. What did he say?
Well, certainly. I was actually saying this morning that the President woke up to a rude awakening, literally, because what was supposed to have been an hours-long program turned out to be close to 4 hours. The President being stuck on the train and him getting an experience of exactly what these commuters go through every day. And he did say that it is unfortunate that commuters have to experience this, and this is something that he will be taking up with the PRASA management. But as I've said before, that, you know what, this is not the first time that these commuters are experiencing these things and raising it with the powers that be, even during 2014 when former President Jacob Zuma was campaigning and doing that campaign on the train. Similar issues were raised, and those are still not fixed, evidently.
And I'm wondering what the commuters were saying. Wasn't it awkward? I mean, you're stuck in the train with the President. You're probably used to it because it's your daily reality. But I mean, you are stuck with the President. I'm sure they're thinking, we will never fix this, because even on the day the President is on the train, it's just a mess.
And that's the thing. It's about the reality that hits you as a commuter, and the reality that hits the President as well, is that you find yourself in the same coach to some point where you're actually just sitting around with the President because there's nothing else to do but just wait up until the train gets to move on, to such a point where I guess some people even felt that they run out of things to speak to the President about, and the President wasn't sitting in the with the chairperson of the ANC and Gauteng, and the Premier, David Makora, as well as Khosi Maya, but the original chairperson of the ANC in Tshwane.
Jeez, this is so awkward. ANC reporter Aldrin St-Pierre, thank you so much for your time. Let's now move to EWN reporter Mia Lindeke. Mia, thanks for your time. Now, you were waiting on the other side where the President was supposed to, you know, finish off his journey. What did he say when he arrived? Also, how did people receive him? How was he, seeing that he was stuck on that train for some time?
Clement, he received a warm welcome on the other side, but you could actually see in when he addressed the commuters, he was distressed, and he said to people, "Heads will roll. I'll make sure that PRASA will know about this." And like what my colleague Aldrin St-Pierre also said, you know, people were so frustrated. For me, it even started at about 6:30 the morning when the President arrived at the Mabopane station. Yeah. In Soshanguve, when he arrived, some people were shouting his name, praising him, while a large group of people were actually shouting, "Where is the train? Where is the train?" And that was like competing sounds echoing through the corridors. And I spoke to some of the people who told me that grannies waited for about 3 hours. Some made sure that they walked to the train station. They were there waiting from 5 o'clock, and there was simply no train. People were so frustrated, and they say that it feels like the ANC is coming here to get them to vote for them. But in the meantime, bread and butter issues have not been resolved, and that is what they were crying about.
Jeez, so awkward. Thank you so much for your time, EWN reporter Mia Lindeke.